So the question is, how is your hunger for God today? What we've already seen from verse 6 down through 13 is all about fasting. And we studied this since last March. In the Old Testament, biblical fasting was an urgent call to get serious about knowing God. Now, the Old Testament, they were under the law. They were under the letter of the law. They had to spend an entire day in mourning, national repentance, and fasting. What was that about? God was just giving them an appointment once a year to urgently get serious about knowing him, wanting them to want it the rest of the year. But for most of them, they just did it and it was over. It was a past memory. But in the New Testament, we find in the Gospels, Jesus invokes from the Sermon on the Mount on and through his life and even into talking about the church, he invokes biblical fasting as this ancient, this Old Testament spiritual discipline that rescheduled our lives with God at the center. It's almost the reset button of life. How to get back to God being central in my life instead of everything else. Dining and relaxing and amusing and accumulating and advancing at work and securing my future and a multitude of other things that are not wrong. There is nothing wrong with being the number one anything in the world, unless it's deadly to your intimacy with God. And if securing the future or advancing in your company or relaxing or dining or amusing yourself impacts knowing God at the center of my life, then that needs to be fasted from till God gets back to where he deserves and belongs. So what do we see in the early church? Well, in the book of Acts, we see the early church reflected in the fact that flows into the epistles that biblical fasting shaped their lives, most prominently Paul. You want to know how Paul stayed on track with all the adversity and all the struggle and everything he went through? He said, I fast more than all of you. He says, I have to reset to God at the center of my life more than anybody else. And biblical fasting shaped their lives. It shaped their ministry. That's how Paul said he did what he did on all his missionary journeys, their worship, and their outreach. In fact, we find the early church, the whole church. Do you know how much time it takes to go to the store and get the food and prepare the food and cook the food and serve the food and eat the food and clean up after the food and then put it into the fridge, especially if you didn't have a refrigerator back then or a supermarket? Do you know how much time eating takes in life? So the whole church in Antioch temporarily set aside eating so they could consider two young men. And if the Lord wanted to launch those young men, they wanted to launch them. And they invested their fasting time waiting before the Lord to send out Paul and Barnabas to the mission field. Did you know those people are in heaven now? Paul and Barnabas and all the people in Antioch. And did you know they're still accruing dividends from that wise investment? This week, Bloomberg said the most producing stock over the last 40 years or 30, I don't remember, 40, wasn't anything you thought. It wasn't Cisco or Google or Apple that dropped so much this week or anything else. It was some obscure railroad stock. Railroad? I didn't even know we still had those, you know? This is the information world. And it said it, $1 invested in that railroad was way more than $100. It had grown a 10,000%, 100-fold. And I thought about, I wonder how much the dividend is on sending out Paul. Aren't you glad you missed the meal to pray with the church for that in eternity, those people? And then in the early church, a hunger for God was a powerful way that they yielded every part of their life to God's supremacy. I mean, after they got done with all that stuff, they were still saying, Lord, is there anything that's out of conformity with your supremacy in my life? Because I want everything in my life to conform to you being supreme. And the crucible where that forging of the life took place was in this fasting time. And so the conclusion is, biblical fasting, we saw for week after week, is an immediate way we declare our allegiance to God's way. I say, I want to go your way, and I want you to be glorified in the way I go that in every day of my life.